23, Rick Biblical Articles. Cry out, Lord, save me. March 28, 2025. Matthew 14, verses 28 to 31. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, Say, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hands and caught him, and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Greetings, precious soul. When Jesus walked on the water, it touched the faith of his disciples deeply. In Matthew 14, verses 28 to 31, we see Peter's desire to follow Christ, but also his weakness. This passage confronts us with the power of faith and the reality of doubt. Through his word, God teaches us to walk by faith, and in all things, Christ remains the center. Peter responds with a remarkable request. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He does not doubt the power of Christ, but seeks confirmations. His requests show both trust and dependence. He wants assurance that it is truly the Lord speaking. This fits with Peter's zealous character, which later shows in his bold words, his sword in Gethsemane, and his promise never to leave Christ. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 28, he alone stepped forwards from the boat, yet not without the word of his master. His faith looks for strength in the words of Christ. Faith is not blind trust, but holding on to the word of Christ. It does not rest on feelings or circumstances, but on what God has spoken. We too are called to walk in faith, but only at his command. How often do we wait for signs before we dare to go? And are we willing to stand on his promise as Peter did? Jesus answers with one word, come. That one word is enough. Peter obeys, steps out of the boat, and is carried in a way that surpasses all understanding. He truly walks on the water, until his eyes shift from Christ to the storm. He sees the wind, becomes afraid, and starts to sink. In that moment, there is only one cry left, Lord, save me. Here we find a deep spiritual truth. As long as Peter's eyes are fixed on Christ, faith carries him. But once he looks to the threat around him, he falters. Fear pushes out trust, and he begins to stumble in faith. How often does this happen in our life? When we fix our eyes on the storms, we face problems, fears, and worries. Our confidence slips away. We begin to doubt in God's nearness. And yet one cry remains, Lord, save me. That is the prayer God hears. Not our strength, but his grace alone keeps us standing. Jesus' response is immediately. He stretched out his hands and catches Peter. For some, the road to faith is long, marked by inward struggle before they truly flee to Christ. But the moment a sinner truly cries out to him, his salvation is not delayed. It is a gift of grace, given at once, just as he immediately catch Peter, so he remains a refuge for all who flee to him in truth. Then comes the gentle warning from Jesus, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Through these words, he teaches not only Peter, but also the disciples who were in the boat. He makes clear that Peter had faith. Otherwise, he would not have called him of little faith. What was missing was the steady trust that keeps his focus on Christ, even in the storm. When his eyes turned to the wind, that trust gave way to fear. In this, we recognize ourselves. Our faith often rises and falls. Moment of strength followed by weakness. But Christ does not let go. He allows us to experience how shaky our faith can be, so that we might cling more fully to him. What do we do in our moments of doubt? Do we cry to Jesus or let the storm take over? In Matthew chapter 14, verses 33 and 33, we read, "And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" The storm did not stop until Jesus entered the boat. That reveals a deep lesson. Where Christ is truly present, there is peace. And out of that peace comes worship. This passage teaches us that faith begins with looking to Christ, not to the storm. His hand is stretched out to save. Whoever truly cries out, "Lord, save me," will not be cast away. Stand upon his word. Cry out to him, for he will never forsake the work in his own hands.